All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, as a good portion of the NBA season is in the books, you look at a team like the Indiana Pacers, and they are right up there as far as being one of, if not the biggest, disappointment in the NBA so far this season. Through 31 games, the Pacers find themselves with a record of 15-16, which is good for eighth in the Eastern Conference, and they are already 8.5 games behind the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Central Division. And the reason why I bring it up is this. Indiana was a 45-win season last year. They made it to the playoffs, and a lot of people expected them to improve due to the fact that the Pacers president of basketball operations and Larry Bird really made some upgrades on offense, bringing in the likes of Jeff Teague, the former Atlanta Hawks guard. You see the improvement of center Miles Turner, and they also made a trade with the Brooklyn Nets to acquire power forward Thaddeus Young. But to me, one of the biggest mistakes that Larry Bird made during the offseason was to fire longtime Pacers head coach Frank Vogel. Now, Vogel had gotten the Pacers to the postseason 5 times in 6 years. And you look at it like this, the last couple of years, Vogel really did it with not being able to have a very talented roster to work with. And a lot of that falls into the lap of Larry Bird. Don't get me wrong. During the 2014-2015 NBA season, Vogel basically had to do it without Paul George after he suffered that broken leg during the summer of 2014. But George came back last year. They wanted to go small ball. George played a lot of power forward, and the Pacers were still able to make the playoffs, and they gave the Toronto Raptors all that they could handle in the first round. Now, this time around, you look at it, Nate McMillan was upgraded from being an assistant coach to the head man in charge for the Pacers, and it simply has not worked out. And I think a lot of it is due to the fact that, first and foremost, the Pacers don't have an identity right now. That's number one. Number two, they've gotten away from their identity, which has been a fabric in Indiana for so long. That's playing solid defense, and that's being able to attack the glass. And if you look at it this season, Indiana is 22nd in the league out of 30 teams in rebounding, and then they're 23rd in defense. This is something that is not going to get it done. And you look at the Indiana Pacers, every time that you think that they are ready to turn the corner, they don't. It's been like that all season long. They've simply been stuck in the mud. They gave up 142 points earlier this season to the Golden State Warriors. And in that game, shooting guard Klay Thompson might have had the easiest 60 points in the history of the NBA. The Pacers have lost their last two games this past Tuesday on the road to the New York Knicks, and then, of course, at home this past Thursday to the Boston Celtics. But this has been an up-and-down team, and it's like mixing oil and water because they haven't figured out who they are. And again, a lot of this falls into the lap of Larry Bird. I think if you wanted to upgrade the talent, that's one thing. But then letting Frank Vogel go, who was a quality head coach in the NBA, I think that was a huge disservice for this Indiana Pacers organization. And I mean, Larry Bird has made some questionable moves over the years. Let's go back, and we can't forget the Pacers were the team that drafted Kawhi Leonard. Okay, and then he was traded to the San Antonio Spurs, and the rest is history. So you're looking at this Pacers team right now that people such as myself expected them to at least give the Cavaliers some competition in the Central Division and possibly win 50 games. Indiana's probably looking anywhere between that 40 to 44 range right now at this point of the season. And I mean, you look at their upcoming schedule, they will play tomorrow on the road against the Chicago Bulls, which will be followed by another road game this Wednesday against the Washington Wizards. And then they'll play the Bulls again this Friday night. But I mean, you look at a guy that is the leader of this Pacers team in Paul George. He's averaging 21.7 points per contest right now on 7 boards, and they need more from him on both ends of the floor. They need him to get his points per game up. He needs more shots, and at the same time, he needs to be a better defender, but he's not the only one. The Pacers need to find a way with Turner and Young to attack the glass, and they have not been doing that so far this season. I'm not sure what is going to be done with this team going forward through this season, if Bird and McMillan want to make a trade to kind of shake things up. But this is not winning basketball from what we're seeing from the Indiana Pacers right now. And it's frustrating for them. I'm sure it's frustrating for their fans. And hopefully sooner rather than later, they can figure something out. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping this weekend's action from week number 16 in the NFL. So that's going to do it, folks. Once again, my name is William Martin. Take care, and a very happy and safe holiday to all of you and your loved ones.